This is Morning Edition. I'm Jeff Tiberi. Agriculture and forestry make up almost one-fifth of North Carolina's gross domestic product. And while farmers and rural landowners are some of the most politically conservative residents of the state, they are also some of the most prudent. That's why some North Carolina farmers are taking a proactive approach to preparing for climate change. Dave DeWitt reports.
Farmers gamble millions, sometimes tens of millions of dollars, on the weather every year. When they place their bets on crops and animals, they look at the science, they listen to experts, and sometimes, at least in the case of R.C. Hunt, a hog farmer in eastern North Carolina, they think about stories their mama used to tell them.
And over on the Tar River, as a young girl, she remembered seeing one of her friends drive their automobile across Tar River one cold winter. Don't think I'll live long enough to see that again.
Hunt has seen warming in other ways, and it's affected how he farms. But he's thinking now about the future of his 1,000 or so acres. And he needs help if his farm is going to stay productive. Ryan Boyles is the state climatologist. He considers terabytes of climate data and offers this assessment, starting with what North Carolinians can expect in future winters.
We're expecting more warm days in the wintertime. So right now, while we typically expect a few days when temperatures get up into the 70s, we're going to see more of those.
Spring?
We're going to have more of those warm days in the spring. Probably more intense thunderstorms. Pests are going to emerge earlier.
How about summer?
If you like the hot, sticky conditions, you're going to enjoy living in North Carolina because it's going to get hotter and it's going to stay sticky. More of those extreme hot days, fewer days where it cools off at night.
And finally, fall.
Autumn in North Carolina, more intense hurricanes. Because the oceans are warmer and will continue to be warmer, when they get organized, those hurricanes are going to be monsters.
Monster storms, extreme heat, more thunderstorms. Sounds like a challenging climate, especially if you're a farmer. Ernie Shea is the executive director of Solutions from the Land, an organization that helps farmers develop sustainable resilience. He says climate change and its effect on weather will touch every element of farming in North Carolina.
From what we grow to the infrastructure systems that we depend upon to the pests and diseases that we fight in our forests or in farm fields, this is one of those issues that's going to touch every aspect of how our industry operates.
Water might top the list. It won't be as bad as out west or even in the Midwest. But water scarcity is poised to become a bigger issue in North Carolina and throughout the Southeast. The global population is expected to jump from 7.2 to 9.6 billion people by 2050. All those people will need to be fed, and they'll need drinking water. Steve McNulty is the director of the USDA's Southeast Regional Climate Hub in Raleigh.
More and more, whether it's forestry or agriculture, people want water, we need water. And there's these continuing conflicts that are developing, particularly in the Southeast, where people are moving down into this region and the needs of places like metropolitan Atlanta and other large cities is coming into conflict with agriculture.
Faced with the facts, many in agriculture and forestry in the state are looking ahead. They have formed NC Adapt, a collaboration of farmers, scientists, business owners, and others focused on helping the state's agriculture and forest industries adapt to the changing climate, and even identify the opportunities for growth that might come up. The group released a report earlier this summer and hopes to develop a more comprehensive strategy by next year. Politically, of course, it's going to be a tough sell. Hunt, the hog farmer, has taken a leadership role with NC Adapt. He's a well-known and respected farmer in North Carolina. He's also the past president of both the state and national pork producers associations. And as he told a gathering of several dozen farmers earlier this week, he's also realistic about the politics at work.
I think when you start discussing global warming, we draw a line in the sand and we have people that believe it and people that don't. For us to be effective, I thought it was pretty important to let's push that project to the side.
As the political fight over global warming heats up in the legislature and on Capitol Hill, farmers will be in their fields in North Carolina trying to deal with the conditions that are literally on the ground. As Hunt points out, the Southeast could be in a better situation to deal with climate changes than other places in North America.
As you look across the country, I still prefer our part of the region and our part of the country to anywhere.
And even if he didn't think that, it's not as if a farmer like Hunt could pick up and move his business somewhere else. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.